Restocking. More than 100 pastoral households in Lycopia County have benefited with gala goats in a restocking exercise. The initiative spearheaded by Indigenous Movement for Peace Advancement and Conflict Transformation, IMPACT, in partnership with National Drought Management Authority, NDMA, has distributed 700 gala goats in a breed improvement project where 145 pastoral families in Lycopia North Sub-County have benefited. The gala goats, which are common in northeastern Kenya, are fast maturing and have more milk production, making them the preferred breed in arid and semi-arid lands, ASALs. The breed further produces more than 3 liters of milk and 25 kilograms of meat as opposed to common goats. The small Eastern Africa breed only offers a liter of that precious commodity and 15 kilograms of meat. This project comes at a time when pastoralists are yet to recover from the recent severe drought where thousands of livestock died, and improving the breed from the traditional small Eastern Africa goats will strengthen the resilience of the pastoralists. Residents of Chumvi location and beneficiaries of Gala Goat Initiative as they drive away their animals after receiving from Indigenous Movement for Peace Advancement and Conflict Transformation, IMPACT, in partnership with National Drought Management Authority, NDMA, about 146 households benefited in the restocking exercise. Speaking during the distribution exercise in Chumvi location, Makogodo East Ward, IMPACT Programs Director John Tingio said that they were supplying 5 does per family, while NMDA offered $125 for local breed improvement. "We are doing restocking to families that were severely affected by drought, and 250 households will benefit. Our main target is the elderly, persons with disabilities among other most needy cases," revealed Tingoy. He pointed out that identification of the beneficiaries was conducted by community elders and they targeted to upscale the initiative. "We hope that the beneficiaries after their goats have increased, each will return too as a move to continue restocking to all the affected families. This is a multiplier initiative since we couldn't satisfy the whole community instantly," he said, adding that the restocking exercise was funded by Home Planet Fund, a US-based organization. John Kanga, a beneficiary, revealed that his cattle were all wiped out by drought, leaving them in a devastating situation amid their reliance on livestock keeping. "I had over 50 goats, but with the drought, they all died, we were severely affected. I am now committed to restocking during this rainy season. We rely on animal keeping for our livelihood," noted Kanga. He added that after receiving 5 goats, it was a major boost for him aimed at ensuring he had recovered losses incurred in the past drought season. "With these 5 I have received, I will work hard in restocking because they have brought them during the rainy season and there is plenty of feed. The breed is great compared to what we commonly have," he said. Nyambura Karong, another beneficiary, said that it was her first time to receive support and the donations would help her take care of the family after maturity. "I am happy to get these goats for the first time. They will be of great help in supporting my family since I'm the only breadwinner after my husband died," revealed the mother of 3. Meanwhile, additionally, according to a report from NDMA, in the 2023 drought season about 63,983 goats died in the counties of Kajiado, Nyeri and Lycopia due to starvation, diseases and dehydration.